Welcome to BrandonVaught.com, where today I'm interviewing Tom Peterson. Tom was a highly successful, award-winning advertising executive for 25 years. That was until 1997, though, when he had a spiritual conversion experience at a parish retreat. That led him, 1 year later, to launch two media apostolates. One of them, virtuemedia.org, is dedicated to promoting the sanctity of life through media. And the other, the one he's probably more well known for, is Catholics Come Home, which can be found at catholicscomehome.org. Catholics Come Home is a apostolate that tries to draw inactive Catholics back to the church through commercials, websites, and other sorts of advertising. And that's what Tom's going to be talking with me about today. And so Tom, it's great to be talking with you again. Thanks for joining me for this chat. Welcome.
Hey, good to be with you, Brandon. Christmas blessings to you.
You as well. Now let's begin by talking about Catholics Come Home. Can you give a brief summary of its origins? Why did it come about, and why target this specific group, inactive Catholics?
You bet. 1997, I went on a married men's retreat at my parish, and I certainly needed it. My life was out of control. I was so busy, caught up in my daily work life and all the things I had to do after work, that I put little emphasis on God or the things that God wanted me to do. Fact of the matter is, Brandon, I went to Mass every Sunday, but I was pretty much only there in body. My mind was wandering, I was thinking of other things, and God wasn't a big priority in my life at the time. So through God's grace, I went on this retreat that changed my life. And in front of the Eucharist, I had a supernatural experience where the God of the universe became very real to me. I felt his love, and I knew that he was calling me to do something more in my life. That something more ended up being using the talents he had given me and the interests he had given me in advertising, not to serve my own interests, but to serve the church and others. So how thrilled I was that God loves us so much, and this goes for everybody, that he gives us talents and interests in a certain area so that we in turn can give them back to God and his people. What a great creator we have. So that's how it got started. Why is it needed? Pope John Paul II talked about this a lot during his pontificate, and Pope Benedict has continued talking about the new evangelization, using modern means of media to spread the gospel message to a world that has largely drifted away from faith or forgotten about God. And in our busy work world, especially here in America, we get so busy doing good things, taking care of our kids, bringing them to soccer or hockey practice, working, doing house chores, all the good things in life, that we often neglect the greatest good, and that is our spiritual well-being and bringing our family to Mass, so that ultimately we can all, as a family, go to heaven. So that's why it got started, because there's a need, and Catholics Come Home is the gentle invitation in secular media, on television programs and stations people watch, inviting people back to church.
Now, one of the bread and butter modes of Catholics Come Home that you use to reach these inactive Catholics are what you guys call evangelicals. These are commercials intended to evangelize. Talk to me about that. Why that mode of communication and not others?
All of my career, we use television commercials to invite people to sign up for a trade school or have a certain surgical procedure or something else that would change their life. So I thought, why not use television commercials to invite people back to church, something good and redeeming in life? And they worked. We started a little test in the Diocese of Phoenix in 1998, and we ran just a small portion of television commercials for a couple of weeks, and over 30,000 people returned to the church. And when we figured out how much it cost us to produce the commercials and put them on the air, the return on investment was stellar. It was $10 a soul. So we said, we've got a gift from God here. We need to do it more often. So about 5 years ago, we came up with interactive websites in multiple languages, a series of new and different, highly creative ads we filmed around the world, and we started airing them again. And this time in the Diocese of Phoenix, 92,000 people came back. In the Diocese of Corpus Christi, with their bilingual campaign, Mass attendance raised over 18%. And in many dioceses around the country now, Archdiocese of Cincinnati is launching now, Archdiocese of Vancouver and others, they're showing great fruit that comes from Catholics Come Home, like increased Catholic identity, increased participation in the Mass and the sacraments, like confession and others, just a pride in who we are as a Catholic family.
Now, your newest evangelical, one that was just announced today, features legendary football coach Lou Holtz. He's delivering a rallying halftime pep talk, encouraging people to pursue the ultimate goal, which is heaven. Let's take a minute and check out this commercial.
For victory in life, we've got to keep focused on the goal, and the goal is heaven. The key to winning is choosing to do God's will and love others with all you've got. Sacrifice, discipline, and prayer are essential. We gain strength through God's word, and we receive grace from the sacraments. And when we fumble due to sin, and it's going to happen, confession puts us back on the field. So if you haven't been going to Mass weekly, get back in the game. We're saving your seat on the starting bench this Sunday. Welcome home.
Now, this commercial is going to air throughout College Football Bowl Week, reaching upwards of 70 million people, and will even be featured during the BCS Championship game between Alabama and Notre Dame. When I talked to you before about this commercial, you were particularly enthused about it. Why the excitement behind this one?
Well, we really believe this. All of our commercials are a gift from God, but this one was particularly unique. I heard Coach Holtz speak about a year and a half ago at a Legatus summit I attended. And I said, boy, he would be great to do this rallying halftime pep talk style that he's so famous for, but to coach us all to heaven and to bring people home to the Catholic Church. So I wanted to talk to him, but I couldn't get in touch with him. The connections couldn't be made. And then as the Holy Spirit would have it, I ran into Coach Holtz in the Los Angeles airport last summer. So it was providential. I explained to him what I had in mind. He asked me to send him the ad. 3 weeks later, after I came out of adoration, he said, I'd love to do the ad. We filmed it about a month ago. And truth be told, we never planned on airing it now. But as the Holy Spirit opened doors, it looks like it lined up where we're going to be airing this ad on various networks and various programming, local and so forth, so that about 70 million people will hopefully see this ad over the next week or so. And it ends actually the day after the championship on January 8th. So it'll be a news programming, some sports things, different things. And we hope that it serves as a New Year's invitation so that people can have the resolution of going deeper in their faith or coming home to the church.
Now, we can imagine somebody sitting in their living room watching some football, and they catch one of your commercials encouraging them to return home to the Catholic Church. And so maybe that inspires them the next Sunday to head back to Mass. One question I think that a lot of people have is, once all these people come back to church, what are they going to find? And so, in your mind, what can parishes do to prepare for inactive Catholics returning to the church?
Well, first of all, they're going to find the sacraments, the church Jesus started, and all the sacraments he gave to feed us, to forgive us, to bring us together as a family, and ultimately to help us on our path to heaven. So that's what they get. There is no second best. It's beautiful. It's what Jesus gave us and sacrificed his life for to help bring us into salvation. How can parishes be more welcoming? You know, we can always do that better. Our evangelical brothers and sisters do a particularly good job of it. You know, the old phrase of nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care is a perfect apropos thing to talk about now. I think we all as a community can be more welcoming to those around us that may be there for the first time or that we don't know. Somebody sitting around us that is new in the pew, where we reach out our hand and say, hey, I'd like to welcome you to church, or I don't know you, my name's Tom, how are you? And those sort of things go a long way. The pastors can make a particular announcement while Catholics Come Home ads are running in a certain diocese like Cincinnati or Vancouver, or perhaps for this limited one-week engagement where we're on national television, to say, hey, if you've been back to Mass or coming back to Mass for the first time, we welcome you here. You're part of our family. We love you. We're glad you're here. If you're not sure when to sit, stand, or kneel, don't worry about it. We're trying to figure it out, too. And if you haven't been to the Sacrament of Reconciliation in a while, I want to invite you back this Wednesday. I'm a particular softie in the confessional. You'll be glad to get rid of all that stuff you've been carrying around. You'll feel like a new person. Please join me this Wednesday. So those are a few things, Brandon, that parishes can do to be more welcoming and loving that go a long way for those folks who have returned home.
Great advice. Thanks for that. Let's close here by talking about your forthcoming book, which is going to be released this February by Image Books and is not surprisingly titled Catholics Come Home, God's Extraordinary Plan for Your Life. The book comes with a number of high-profile endorsements, including Cardinal Timothy Dolan, Dr. Peter Kraft, Evangelical Pastor Rick Warren, and a wonderful foreword by Dr. Scott Hahn. The book is a collection of personal stories of people you know or who you've seen come back to the church as a result of your own work or the work of Catholics Come Home. Can you maybe share one of your favorite stories from the book so we can have a taste of what to expect?
You bet. And not only stories, but things I've learned. And that's one of the reasons the book was created, to share this wisdom and insight that I've learned from others with regular people who say, I'm not sure where to go or how to do this. I said the same thing. I put it down in writing, and lo and behold, through Random House Image and a great editor, we're blessed to have this fun book to share. One of the particular stories that hits me is one of the first that happened to me. After my retreat experience, I started going to daily mass, probably like a lot of your viewers. And I said, Lord, how can I help someone closer to Christ today? And I said that prayer, and I try to say it every day. And just after I finished saying that prayer, and as mass ended, a little Vietnamese lady tapped me on the shoulder, and she said, will you help my son? In the book, the story is called The Story of Jimmy. And I said, I'd be happy to help him, but tell me more. And she said, well, Jimmy's been away from the church for over 20 years. Would you go talk to him? But please don't tell him his mama sent you, because no boy wants his mama involved in that. And so I said, oh boy, here we go. So I went to Jimmy's place of business, and I said to the mom, well, where do I go? What do I do? And she said, well, he works at a nail salon. Well, here I am thinking, I'm going to an Ace Hardware or a True Value store, but the truth be told, it was a Vietnamese fingernail salon, and I had to go in my suit to go greet Jimmy and invite him back to church. So it shows you we have to step out of our comfort level sometimes to do God's work. But as you'll see, it has a happy ending. So I invited Jimmy back to church, and I have to tell you, on two occasions, I was an abject failure. He turned me down, said he didn't need God. He found God in nature and could go fishing and didn't need to come to Mass. On the third time was the charm, because Jimmy ended up calling me after those number of invitations and number of times I stopped by his nail salon to talk to him about God and about Mass. He called me one Sunday morning and said, Tom, I'd like to come back to church. I asked him, I said, Jimmy, what was the difference? Why did you decide to call me? And why would you finally show up after you've stiffed me and I've been alone in the back of the church twice before? He said, Tom, everything's different. He said, this time I fished a crucifix out of the water. Do you think it was a sign? Well, not only was it a sign, God was clearly telling Jimmy what church he was supposed to come home to, his Roman Catholic church of his childhood. So Jimmy did show up to Mass. He went to confession. He came back. He was a new man. 3 months later, he was engaged. 6 months later, he was married. And he came to my house after the wedding, 3 days after the wedding and honeymoon and such, and said, Tom, I'd like to tell you why my mom and I are so grateful you invited me back to church. He said, I was in the Chinese mafia, and I was spent the last 15 years in Leavenworth Federal Penitentiary for crimes against humanity. You see, in prison, people had time to talk about God, but in our busy secular world, people rarely take a minute to tell their neighbor about God. Thank you for doing that. That changed my life. And Brandon and listeners, I'll tell you, that was like a sword that pierced my heart. There are millions of Jimmys out there that are waiting for you and I to care enough, to love them enough, to invite them back to church, and ultimately so they can be on their path to heaven. This is the mission that Christ has called us to as baptized Catholics. This is the mission of the new evangelization. This is the charism of CatholicsComeHome.org. So I invite you all to participate in the neighborhoods, schools, workplaces where you are, to use the talents and interests God had given you to invite people home. It's just as easy as reaching out with that love. Don't worry about if you're not a theologian. I'm not one either. But you all have a story on how God has blessed your life and how wonderful and rich it is with God in your life. That's the story and testimony you can share with others. I have a particular other second area you can help. This Coach Lou Holtz ad campaign needs to be funded. We have till the end of the year to get it on the air. We've got some commercials slated, but we need to trust in God's providence. So if you can help CatholicsComeHome.org, please do so before year end with your tax-deductible donation. We would be very, very blessed, and we could sure use your help.
Awesome. Great stuff, Tom. Thanks for sharing that story. And thanks for chatting with me again. I've told you before, I'm a big fan of Catholics Come Home. I think you guys embody the fresh expressions called for by the new evangelization. So thanks for all that you do. Where can people find more about you, about Catholics Come Home, and about your forthcoming book?
You bet. The book can be ordered through a variety of sources. Amazon.com has a particular kind of a pre-printing sale going on now. That's the easiest place to get it. Image Random House website also has it. CatholicsComeHome.org website is brand new. We just launched the new site about a week and a half ago. If you haven't been in there a while, go visit it. But we have yet to put the book on the site. It'll be there after the holidays. So you can learn more about our apostolate, what we're doing. If you want to invite me to speak at your parish or your diocese, or would like to investigate Catholics Come Home for your diocese, check us out at CatholicsComeHome.org and click on that particular section. So between the book through Amazon or checking us out through CatholicsComeHome.org or our sister site, Catholicos Regresan for Spanish, we'd love to have you learn a little bit more, and we'd love to share with you more after the new year.
Excellent. And for more articles, interviews, book reviews, and more, check out my own site, BrandonVaught.com. Thanks for tuning in.
Brandon, God bless you and all the good work you're doing. God bless your blog subscribers.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.